A big warm welcome to the Welsh Premier League podcast. No, this is not Mark Webber. This is 21-year-old Jamie Davis hosting this week's podcast, the youth edition of the Welsh Premier League podcast. And joining me is 28-year-old NBI Llandudno striker Mark Williams.
I mean, I feel old at 28, but I'm not as old as Jonah, so I'm happy with that.
I wonder if he'll take that. For the next half an hour, we're going to review the Welsh Premier League results over the weekend. TNS beating Bangor to go 6 points clear on the table. We're going to obviously preview the next upcoming games and then interviews with Adrian Sislovic on his injury update, Niall McGuinness, the youngest manager of the league, and Hannah Jones to keep us up to date with the Ballytown pitch. So, no Mark or Jonah this week. It is me, Jamie, and Mark Williams. And Mark, just before we crack on with the podcast, how are you doing these days? I mean, last summer with Llandudno in the Europa League, what an experience for you.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, to go out to Gothenburg and experience that, obviously the result wasn't great, but the performance was there. You know, I think we conceded goals at the wrong time, too early on and then too late, but the football we played was great. But like I said, the experience, I think 7,000-8,000 fans, and yeah, it was just an all-round amazing trip. And you know, when we came back home and the 2-1 defeat, you know, I think we showed then that we're a good football side as well. So we want that again, and hopefully, you know, we can get in that top six to start off with, to then push for it.
I kind of look back at Llandudno's last season, and you guys kind of reminded me of Leicester. You know, you come up from another league and you go into the Welsh Premier League with no fear, guns blazing, and you just think, right, let's go for it. And then you finish in the top three. I mean, amazing achievement.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we were almost that element of surprise where teams didn't know what to expect, didn't quite know how we were going to play. And I think, you know, our work rate was something that was new to the league. And them battling quality certainly got some great results throughout the year. Once you got in the top six and we realised, you know, we were in the top three, we almost, you know, could feel that we were that close to Europe. And when you're that close, we certainly put in some performances towards the end of the season. I remember a 3-2 away at Connors Quay, 4-3 away at Airbus, and you know, we were holding on, but you know, we wanted it so much.
I mean, as well as the fact that we're actually recording the podcast here in Rex, we've just met up at the racecourse ground, and you used to play there. What was it like being back outside the racecourse ground?
Yeah, it was obviously I was a YTS at Wrexham, and a weird feeling. You know, I've got some great memories of playing at the racecourse. I remember my first senior hat trick at the racecourse, and you know, it's you know, playing league football here as well in front of 5,000-6,000 fans. But also, you know, I've got some sad times. You know, breaking my foot twice on that pitch. So it's a weird one looking at the stadium, but you know, I certainly wouldn't mind playing there again, that's for sure.
Well, we'll go into the results of the Welsh Premier League this weekend, from last weekend, and obviously we'll go through them all. So Aberystwyth Town 0, Carmarthen Town 3, and but got own goal from Bell on the 12th minute, and then Kieran Lewis with 1, and then Liam Thomas again in the second half. And Carmarthen, not a bad result at Aber, but Aber not having the best of starts to the season.
I think Aber did start well the first couple of games, and they came to our place. They nicked the last second goal, which, you know, frustrating for Llandudno. But they seemed, when they scored that goal, like they had their tails up. I think they had gone into the top four after that result. Then they went to Rhyl, lost to Rhyl. I think they lost last weekend, and you know, they've obviously gone and got beat from Carmarthen, so they're on the way down. And you know, Carmarthen have gone and got a good result, so it's a weird league at the moment. Everyone seems to be beating everyone, and the league table keeps changing.
Llandudno 0, Newtown AFC 0. Early season, 6 points a match, you could say. Early days though in the Premier League table, but Newtown have not won since August 20th, and that was against Carmarthen, so it's been a long time for them. But we will just listen from James Joyce from the match afterwards.
I think it's what we needed after the first couple of games that we played. You know, I think the performances have been there, but the results haven't quite gone for us. You know, some of the lads that are experienced, you know, they've played Conference Football League, you know, so I'm learning a big deal off Mike Williams in particular. I'm playing under Alan as well, you know, he knows how to get the best out of me, because he knows me from my days at Tranmere. So, you know, I love working here. I think I can only go higher.
So, a goalless draw, how did you see that result?
Yeah, I think we felt it was more 2 points dropped on the day. Newtown are a good side, and played good football as well. I think we had the majority of the chances, and certainly, like I said, after the game, we were a bit frustrated that we only came away with a point. Their keeper made some great saves, and so unfortunately, 2 points drop. But you know, we build on that. That's 7 points out of nine now, and you know, we get Cardiff Met next Sunday. So hopefully, if we can get a good result there, we're on a good run of form then.
Will, of course, won in the Scario game on Saturday night against Airbus, 3-1. Toby Jones scoring first, and then Alex Jones with the double, but Tony Gray's consolation goal on the 90th minute didn't do anything for the Wingmakers. That's now 3 wins in a row for the Lily Whites, and of course for Niall McGuinness, just 2 weeks ago, they lost 10-0 to TNS, but since then they've completely forgotten about that result and have picked up 3 wins. Here's reaction from Alex Jones.
Everyone's fighting for a place. Niall's got the philosophy here. He's playing young lads. Everyone wants a shirt. Everyone believes they can get a shirt. And I think that's it, just down to work rate. And this season, as you can tell, after the first few games, we're starting to gel and we're fit. We're a fit team. Like, we've got a few young lads here. One lad's had a Welsh cap this week. And it's good to see. Everyone's working hard. Everyone's having a laugh. We're all going out after the games.
5 defeats in a row for Airbus now, Mark. What is going on?
I'm not too sure. Obviously, with Andy Priest leaving just before the start of the first game of the season, I don't think that helps. Obviously, they did start with a win at Cardiff Met. Tony Gray still scoring goals. I think he'd do that in any team. But I'm not too sure. We played them a few weeks back. I thought they were a good side. I thought they've got, you know, some very talented players. When you look at Jamie Menner, who they've just signed, Montero, and as I've said, Tony Gray. So it's just not quite happened for them yet. It is still early days. We're only 6 games in. But when you're looking at that top 6 place, you know, they need to start winning games soon.
Looking at the Sunday results, TNS up against Bangor City. It ended TNS 4, Bangor City 0. Alex Darlington with 2 and Stephen Saunders with another 2. And now they're 6 points clear with a goal difference of 24, Mark. It's mad.
Usually on the goal scoring charts, I think they have one player on 12 at the end of the season, and they chip in from everywhere. So their fullbacks get 5 or 6 each, and midfielders get 5 or 6 each. But at the minute, I think they're all fighting to try and be top goal scorer. You've got Sargent, who's on 5. You've got Alex Darlington, who I think he only made his first appearance last week, scored 2, and he started this week and scored 2. So I think he wants to get in on the act. You've got the wingers. Quigley, he's on 3. Draper's on 3. So they've scored the same as Clandidno all season. So, it's like I say, I think they have strengthened, which, you know, in the summer when you looked at Michael Ward leaving, Matty Williams leaving, Kai Edwards coming to Wrexham, you almost thought, oh, are they gonna go backwards? Is there going to be more of a title race? But with the way they've started, the 5-0 at our place, 4-1 at Airbus, 10-0 at Rill, and now this, 4-0 at Bangor. So they're going to be very tough to stop.
While looking ahead, Bangor's, that's only their second defeat of the season. So last season compared to this one, it's already going great for Bangor. Cardiff failed to try and find another win again as they lost to Gapconnor's Quay at home. Adam Roscoe got one for the home side, but then it was Williams and Davis who scored the 2 goals for Connor's Quay. So no win yet for Cardiff. Tough times for them in the Welsh Premier League, but as I said before, it's early days.
It is. I'm not going to say too much with Cardiff coming to Clandidno next Sunday. But, you know, I would say, you know, from the highlights I've seen from Cardiff, they look a very, good side in terms of defensively. They're not conceding many. They seem to be always losing by the odd goal. So I think that there's a lot of positives there. They've got young, fit lads, and you can see that when you watch the highlights. So, you know, we're not expecting an easy game on Sunday, and I'm sure that they're just waiting for their first win, and they could go on a run. So, it's a good win for Connors Quay. I think after the comments from Jock last Sunday, he wanted a reaction, and certainly by going 2 goals up, you know, he'll be happy with that. And, you know, they've just got themselves back up to third.
Ballertown, the Lakesiders, have finally got their first win in 4 matches after winning 2-0 against Kefford Druids. And it's actually Druids' first defeat since the opener at Bangor back on Friday the 12th of August of last month. And obviously Ballard still haven't played at home yet, but here's Hannah Jones with the latest on the Maesteg pitch.
Well, for the first time since about May, it's actually This week we've had a lot of progress. The pitch has actually started being laid in the grass now. I've been going there every day for the last 3 months, it is now, I think, taking photos. I've been watching the progress from digging it up to putting the drains down, putting the tarmac. We can finally, I think, the light is at the end of the tunnel. We are getting to the end next couple of weeks, but I think now we're all starting to get quite excited.
Yeah, I mean, I must say, as you said, I remember once talking to you a few months back and you were saying how many games were called off when it was the normal grass, and obviously you said as well then it'll be such a big relief to have this 3G pitch.
Yeah, because obviously there's a lot of preparation goes into a match day, so when you're turning up at the field at 9 o'clock and you're thinking, oh, is this going to be on, is it not, then by midday you're calling games off and teams are nearly arriving and stuff. It's not a good feeling. And you know, marking a pitch the night before to doing programs, and obviously your team needs to get ready and stuff, and then it's going to be so good being able to turn up, you know, in say October, November now with the weather, you know, chucking it down in Bala, it is like it is today, and knowing the game will go ahead.
Bala haven't been able to get even a handful of wins yet. Do you think, because they haven't really got home yet, do you think that's what's affecting the team?
I think it's a bit of everything. Well, obviously we played in the Europa League in June and July. There's a slight hangover from that, I think. Obviously we're feeling a bit homesick, not being home since April. But we've had 6 or 7 new players in. You know, they're all taking a while to click. But the last couple of games, we're really starting to look like the Bala town we know, really. I think it's a bit early to be ruling us out just yet.
Thanks to Hannah Jones for that interview. And now, Adrian Sistovic, the man from TNS, after he suffered a skull fracture at Llandudno, and I was able to keep up to date with him and see how he was.
I'm recovering well. I've got another checkup coming up in October. Hopefully everything's healed properly and I can start some light training. Personally, I feel fine. Unfortunately, the head's a bit square, but it is what it is, and I'm just looking forward to get playing again, really.
Of course, as for any footballer who obviously needs to recover, what's it like for you having to sit back, watch your team play? And they, obviously at the moment they keep winning, they just can't stop winning. But what's it like for you not being able to get involved and having to watch your team on the bench?
It is frustrating, of course, because personally I had a good start to the season as well, scoring 2-2. But like you said, it is very frustrating. You know, I've played football all my life, so for someone to obviously, like a doctor's telling me I can't play at the minute, it is personally frustrating. But, you know, I'm there to cheer the boys on every game, and, you know, if they keep on winning, hopefully when I come back, the team will be in a great position, obviously, to challenge for the trophies again. And, you know, I'm just going to fight back for my position back in the team, because, like you said, they're winning every game. So, it's you know, you can't just come back and go straight in the team. It's going to be tough, and I'm prepared for the challenge ahead.
Now, obviously, with this podcast being a youth edition, I just thought I'd ask you, what would your advice be to young inspired footballers out there? I mean, you were, of course, once a Man City youth player. You've played at Wembley for Wrexham. What would the advice be for those young inspired footballers out there?
Biggest advice, I don't know, I think, you know, always don't let the dreams go by. I think, obviously, work hard every day. Like you said, I had a great opportunity at 16 to join a, you know, Man City academy. So, obviously, that's learned how to be a footballer, professional footballer, really. You learn from basics. But, for like I said, from youngsters, I think, you know, you just have to work hard day in, day out. You know, don't sit home on the computer, I suppose. Just go on the football pitch and try and better yourself every day. So, I think that's the biggest thing. I think just train every day and try and be as best you can.
Now, with this week being the youth edition, I thought we would have a catch-up with Niall McGuinness, the youngest manager in the Welsh Premier League, to gather his thoughts on the last 2 weeks for Will, and of course, being the youngest manager of the Welsh Premier League.
I knew we had a team that can compete. Obviously, it's the early days, but we've shown we can compete. It was a difficult day in TNS for the lads, but they've rolled their sleeves up and dug in and made sure they put it right, and they've done it well. They reacted superbly well.
I mean, I think you've only lost one game at home so far this season, so that home form is certainly a plus.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to play at home. Obviously, everyone wants the home games, but I think it's been nice to see the fans back out as well, and it's quite a good buzz amongst everyone at the moment within the community and stuff as well.
Of course, fourth place at the moment. I know it's early days still, many matches to go. Eight points behind TNS. When looking at it now, is the aims already working well for you? Because it was only last season, Real only had 27 points.
Yeah, our aims are obviously stay in the league. So we've made sure we've separated ourselves. We've given ourselves quite a good gap at the moment, but it's making sure we keep that gap. And we just take one game at a time. So we move on to Newtown now, and we try to get things right for that game as well.
Newtown next on the weekend, away again. So not always going to be an easy game, but surely you'll be going for another win.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we'll approach any game not to win. We'll play without fear, and we'll go and do what we've done so far this season. But no, it's going to be a tough test. I know Chris Hughes has got a really organised team there. So I think we'll be expecting a tough test, but we'll be going with the right attitude and the willingness to go and do it right and hopefully get a good result from the game.
Of course, we'll move all that aside from this season's progress so far. Since this week on the Welsh Premier League podcast, it's all about the youth in the league, including the players, coaches and the fans, etc. I just thought I'd ask you about what it was like for you to become manager early this year. And at the age of 24, there's not many people out there that can say they're a manager of a football club. But what was that like for you the moment you were given the job?
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. Obviously, like, it's come not unexpected, but before the time that I thought it would, I thought it would be a bit longer yet, but I've took the opportunity, and like I said, I'm not, I want to kick on and make sure I do things right and keep working as well as I can and keep developing as much as I can, really, as a coach slash manager.
What was it like when you announced it to your family and friends? Were some thinking you're too young, or were some thinking that's amazing? But what was the response like?
It was good. Obviously, my dad was over the moon for me, and my girlfriend and stuff, and myself, really. I think I've worked hard enough to get it. I've been with the club for 7 years. I've proved myself amongst the academy system and stuff, and I just want to keep proving myself now, and I think I can keep kicking on and hopefully make a bit of a statement this season.
I mean, would you say having your dad on your side, Larry, your assistant, would you say having him on your side makes you feel a bit more relaxed when you're watching your team, or is it just great to just have that support?
Yeah, he's experienced and he's been in the game and stuff, so it's nice to have him there. But no, I just feel like, because people talk about pressure and things like that, but obviously the job comes with pressure, but at the end of the day, football's a game to be enjoyed, and if you're not enjoying doing it, so for me now, it's just about enjoying the time, because, you know what I mean, it doesn't always come around. So while I'm involved and I'm doing it, I've got to enjoy it as much as possible.
I mean, you can look at younger managers as well, and for example, people like Andre Villas-Boas, Chris Coleman was 32 when he was the manager of Fulham. That was the youngest ever Premier League manager. So do those kind of people inspire you at all?
Jose Mourinho was on for me. I've always sort of idolised him. And Alex Ferguson being a United fan. But yeah, it obviously gives you it's a completely different scale, but no, you look at people out and little things that they've done and sort of read books and documentaries, and you learn things from other managers and stuff like that. But you even learn things from, sometimes it's an academy coach, someone that thing you're always learning, really, and I think it's important that we do that.
Of course, it's been quite a turnaround at Will in the last few months. You know, young manager doing so well in the last 2 weeks. Mark, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously a fantastic turnaround from Niall. And like you said, a young manager to take a 10-0 defeat at TNS and to recover his players the way he has. I mean, he had 3 days before he failed his side at Aberdeen. You know, I would have loved to have heard the team talk going into that one. But, you know, it's amazing what a win can do. You beat Aber 3-1 and they've certainly gone on to better things. A 1-0 win at Cardiff Met. And then, you know, the performance live on Scoria as well. So all of a sudden, Rill a third. And I'm sure all them people that were calling for Niall McGuinness's head 2 weeks ago, they're probably buying him pints in the bar and chanting his name. And that's football.
Incredible. I mean... It's just, I mean, for his CV as well, at the age of 24, I mean, if he ever goes for a job at a bigger club, they'll be looking at his CV and thinking, blimey, 24.
Well, I feel bad that I'm 4 years older than him.
Oh, come on, you're a player, though. You can't imagine yet.
Well, I'm trying to play at the minute. yet to score, so there's a lot to be done this week, and, you know, hopefully I can get off the mark next week against Cardiff Met.
So let's look forward to the games this weekend. So starting off at 2:30 kickoff on Saturday is Carmarthen hosting Bangor. That's going to be interesting for Bangor to get their winning ways back.
Yeah, and it's a tough place to go, Carmarthen. We certainly found that last week with the 1-0 win. They went down to 10 men early as well. So we found it difficult to break them down. Obviously, Gap Connors Key went there and drew 0-0. And with Carmarthen winning on the weekend, they'll be full of confidence. So I think that'll be a very tough game.
Prediction?
I'm gonna go for a Bangor away win, but not many goals, maybe a 1-0 Bangor.
Let's have a look at the next one. Same kickoff time of Newtown up against Rill. What's your prediction for that one?
I think this is obviously seeing Newtown on Saturday. You know, you can tell they've got very good individuals, and you know, Jason Oswell, Mitchell, players like that. So they can cause other teams damage. Rill in a great run of form at the minute, but I'm going to have to go for a draw, I think.
New Saints up against Bala. That'll be in front of the S4C cameras. Bala are loving their trips at the moment. They probably forget where their home pitch is.
Yeah. Obviously, with TNS's form on this one, you'd have to go for a home win. But obviously, Bala will take a bit of confidence that, you know, they are now fourth and they haven't really hit third, fourth gear yet. So if they can build on that, that could be a good game. But, you know, the form TNS are in at the minute is frightening. And, you know, if you were a better man, I'm sure you'd put that there'd be more than 5 goals in that game.
You wouldn't put it past them. It's kind of like saying to TNS, stop it. Come Sunday, Abertown up against the Nomads, 3 o'clock. Gap Connors Key joint second, so Aber got to be careful.
Yeah, I mean, Aber are on that. Like I said, they're going down the league after a good start to the league. Obviously, they started well in their first 3 games. They'll need to put it right now, so they'll be looking for a result on Sunday. But Gap Connors Key, you know, with Andy Morrison, he expects and he certainly demands off his players. He got a reaction on Sunday, and I'm sure he'll be expecting the same going to Aber.
Airbus at home to Kevin Druids, and both teams not exactly playing their best at the moment. So I don't know about you, Mark. I can see this being a goalless draw.
It could be a goalless draw. I mean, I do think when you've got Tony Gray in the Airbus team, he always seems to pop up with a goal. And, you know, Kevin Druids losing 2-0 against Bala isn't the worst result. You know, Bala have finished in second for the last few years, and you know, fair play to Kevin Druids and the job that Hugh Griffiths has done coming out of the Cymru Alliance, and you know, they're doing really well. And you know, like I listened to one of his interviews, people expecting them to be the whipping boys, and they certainly that hasn't been the case so far. So you know, I think that'll be a tight game, but Airbus will be looking for 3 points.
Well, at Llandudno, of course, we had to leave your team last, didn't we? Up against Cardiff Met University. I can't ask for your prediction, surely.
Well, clearly a 5-0 home win and a Mark Williams hat-trick and everything will be forgotten.
I was going to say, you're being a bit too harsh for yourself. I thought you're going to be more generous and say 5 goals from yourself. Steal the show. So those are previews to the weekend's matches. Of course, be sure to go and visit one of those games, or at least on both days, and help support the Welsh Premier League. Mark Williams, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the Youth Edition.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And I'm sure once this has gone live, we'll be on again next week, as I don't think Weber and Joan will get their slot back.
And I think right now we want to run out of this studio. It is scorching hot in here. So as we escape now, here is Stuck on an Island with Sam Thomas. Sam
Thomas from TNS. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Jamie. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Sam, we've known each other for quite a while. I've worked with you on TNS Radio. You are, of course, the techno man of TNS Radio. How about you share with us your involvement within the Welsh Premier League?
Arrive at the games a bit early, we set up the radio equipment, test the connection from wherever we are, and then along with my colleague Stuart Law, the Rev, we do the commentary for every match day, so every game, home and away, we provide the radio commentary for. Then after the game, we head down and we interview a player and Craig Harrison, the manager, and then we just share those interviews with media outlets, various different radio stations and stuff like that, and then it's a case of packing the equipment away quickly because the bus tends to want to go early.
Yes, I can imagine the players want to go home straight away. I guess that's the problems with us media, isn't it? We have to stay upon no matter what. But I mean, for you, Sam, I've been following you on social media, etc., in the last few years, and of course, one of the perks of your job at TNS at the moment is that you've been able to go around Europe in the Champions League.
Oh, and it's fantastic. It's an incredible experience. I've never had anything like it to be able to go to these amazing places in Europe and manage to set up a connection and then do radio from there. It's just a dream.
And Sam, I must say, another perk for your job is those TNS cakes Stuart's wife makes.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? We always say to each other, we can't believe how the TNS radio cake has taken off because we go all sorts of places, and even with people we've never met before, they know it's a cake. It's great.
Sam, which song would you like to pick and introduce for us?
Perhaps you haven't heard of it. You might have done if you're a Welsh music fan. I love it. It's a really great song. It's from Tsunami, and it's called Chungusk.
Chwilio am ryw esgysa Ti'n derbyn y drefn Heb am ddiffyn dy gel A tholwg di Nw sôn di'r dde Adam dy dra Deffra nawr Rod y freudwyd Dod y drongwys Deffra Deffra nawr Rod y drefn Ti'n dewis yn dy ddwylo O ti'n gwybod achos mae'r dwi'r yn brifo Ti'n berfaith hapus yn dy un ben Hefo'r adenydd o'r degwrth y cedfan Sefyd dy sylli traf yn dyfian Fo bob un tamau den i le Deffra nawr o dy freudwyd o dy drongwys Deffra, deffra nawr o hyd yn fan O gael ti'n dewis sy'n dwi'n dwylo Ond ti'n mynd gweld achos mae'n gwir yn brifo Ti'n berffaen papus yn dy unrhyw Ti'n dewis yn dy ddwylo O ti'n gweld eich sôn fod i gwrdd o dildio Yn berffaith hapus yn dy unfan Yn soweddoli bod ti'n bydd am hedfa O gen ti'n dewis yn dy ddwylo O ti'n gweld eich sôn fod i gwrdd o dildio Sef i dy sefyll a bod